It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Vice President Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday. He says he'll decide whether or not he's running for president this summer, and he spent the day talking mostly about education and stressed the Democrat who runs for president in 2016 should run on the record of the Obama administration. Cheslow Auditorium on the Drake University campus was packed with more than 830 people. Many students, like Daniel Kreese, were just curious to see the vice president.
I'd appreciate if he ran for president. I also think Hillary would be a cool candidate too. But either way, I'm just curious to see what he was talking about in general.
It's hard to talk about Democrats running for president without mentioning former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. She has a big campaign in waiting, and there's a strong so-called Ready for Hillary presence in the state. Not so much for other potential Democratic contenders. When Biden took the stage, he started it out light.
This is not my first rodeo on Drake campus. At least I don't have to run a relay this time.
Then Biden turned history professor as he talked about the housing crisis, the Great Recession, and what he sees as the working policies of the Obama administration.
It wasn't that long ago that even members of my own party were saying our economic path hadn't worked, and they were looking to distance themselves between what the president and I had done and the policies we put in place. I think that would be a terrible mistake.
Biden points to positive economic signs as progress made by his team and says those seeking to lead the nation should run on what the administration has done.
Some say that would amount to a third term of the president. I call it sticking with what works.
His speech also catered to the college crowd, talking about the president's proposal for 2 free years of community college. Then he made an unannounced stop at a coffee house to meet with parents enrolled in Drake's Head Start program, which provides early childhood education to low-income families. From there, he went to Des Moines Area Community College's Ankeny campus to tour a machinist lab and lead a roundtable discussion. Biden insists this trip is not about a bid for the White House.
That's a family personal decision that I'm going to make sometime in the end of the summer. But in the meantime, though, this is about convincing the public and in turn some of our Republican friends that what we're proposing in the budget is a continuation of the stuff that works.
Newly elected Iowa Democratic Party Chair Andy McGuire says Iowa will be competitive for all Democrats interested in running for president.
You know, I think this early, it's hard to tell. I think back on 2008, we certainly didn't know then how things would turn out, or we would have been wrong if we'd predicted.
McGuire says she thinks it'll be more competitive than people think. Meanwhile, as Democrats keep their eye on Hillary Rodham Clinton, the competition heats up on the Republican side as another event next month draws more big names, all running against the Obama-Biden record. This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.